From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and it's a busy day. Two major decisions from the Supreme Court today.
That's right. In one case, the court ruled against the White House, saying recess appointments President Obama made to the National Labor Relations Board in 2012 are not valid. The court also struck down a Massachusetts law establishing a 35-foot buffer zone around abortion clinics, saying it violates the free speech provision of the First Amendment. To explain both rulings, we're joined by our Supreme Court watcher, Emily Bazelon, senior editor at Slate, who's with us from Yale University, where she is a law fellow. Emily, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's get to the abortion ruling in a moment. But first, let's go to the ruling on recess appointments. This is the first time the court has ruled on this issue. And I want to start with the case, which was brought by a soft drink bottling company. Noel Canning in Yakima, Washington, said an NLRB decision against them was invalid because the board members were not legally appointed.
Exactly. This was a company unhappy with a pro-labor ruling made by the National Labor Relations Board. And so the company said three of President Obama's appointments were made in the middle of a congressional session in January 2012. And the company's argument was that the president did not properly have the power to make these appointments in the middle of a congressional session when the Senate said it was in session.
And what was the White House arguing?
The White House was arguing that the Senate was not really in session. They called this a fake pro forma session because Mitch McConnell, the minority leader at the time, was gaveling the Senate in and out. But actually, the Senate was on vacation.
And this literally gets down to whether there's a break that is 3 days long or a couple of weeks long. But remember, this is happening at a time when there's a lot of gridlock in Washington. Nothing was getting done. We should put that in the context.
Yeah, exactly. The president has this power to make appointments during recess because the Senate, and this used to be because of the filibuster rule, which now has been watered down. But in 2012, the president was just getting stuck. He couldn't find anyone to put on the NLRB who the Senate would approve. And so while the Senate was pretending to gavel in and out, but really not around, Obama made these appointments.
So what did the court say?
The court said that, in theory, the president has the power to make an appointment in the middle of a congressional session when Congress is on break. So they rejected the most extreme position against presidential power, which would have been that the president only has the power to make appointments between congressional sessions and even only to make appointments that to positions that come vacant during that recess. So that was rejected by the court. They said, in theory, the president has the power to appoint people in the middle of a session if the Senate itself says that it's out on break.
So is that a loss for President Obama or the presidency in general?
It's definitely a loss for President Obama. These three appointments to the NLRB are all struck down, and that throws into confusion a whole year and a half's worth of rulings the NLRB made. The business interests here are claiming as many as 1,500 decisions
Wow.
are now up in the air. Yeah, yeah. So that's like a big deal. Arguably, the presidency in general lost, but I honestly think there's some real question about that in terms of how this decision plays out for the Senate in the next years.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on that and all of those cases at the NLRB. But let's turn to the other case now, striking down a Massachusetts law that places a 35-foot buffer zone around abortion clinics. This case was brought by a grandmother. Tell us, first of all, about the case.
Well, the abortion opponents found the perfect plaintiff for this case. This is a grandmother who was demanding the right to peacefully protest. She said she just wanted to gently try to persuade women not to go into the abortion clinic. And she was standing on the public sidewalk, which is kind of a quintessential space in which people have free speech rights.
And what did the justices say about whether she can do that?
The justices struck down this Massachusetts law preventing protesters from standing within 35 feet of a clinic entrance. And the justices said that the law was too broad, that Massachusetts hadn't shown they needed to go this far in infringing on people's free speech rights in order to protect clinic workers and clinic patients from harassment and intimidation.
But the ruling was not as broad as it sounds, right? Explain that part of it.
Yeah. So Massachusetts can still protect people's safety. They can still pass a law that prevents clinics specifically from being places of harassment and intimidation. They just can't go this far. They can't send peaceful protesters who are just talking off the sidewalk.
So, and as of today, we've already got pictures from the clinic in question here in Boston, and there is a man standing out there already protesting, but on the other side of that 35-foot buffer. So still not going across the buffer, at least as of the picture that we saw in the last couple of hours.
Right. This really is about where people can physically stand and what they are allowed to do to protest abortion. They're still not allowed to stop you from going into the clinic if you're a woman seeking an abortion. And they can't do anything that makes you feel harassed or intimidated. But if you're just standing there gently talking, then you have the right to be within that 35-foot zone.
But again, there are other restrictions in place in other states. I know there's one in Colorado that sort of a floating border around an abortion clinic, and that was not mentioned in this ruling.
No, the justices stuck to the facts in this case, but those kinds of laws are also going to be vulnerable because essentially what's at stake here is the right of people to peacefully protest.
Emily Bazelon is senior editor at Slate and a fellow at Yale Law School. Emily, thanks for bringing us up to date on these cases.
Thanks so much for having me.